Hello there, and welcome to the special director's commentary edition of the Outcast Show 28, the show in which I took you on a little tour of my life, as it were. Took you around Starbucks for a day and whatnot. And basically, this is me going to tell you why I did that. So here's me talking. I really hate that "hey there" bit at the start. Really can't stand it because it sounded stupid. But anyway, here's this talking thing I do, where I talk in between the music, as it is, I guess. It seemed like a good idea at the time when I started doing it, but it really is getting kind of annoying and hard to do. So we'll just have to see how it goes. Oh, classy fade in there, and here's me walking along. As I was doing this bit, I originally intended to start it off earlier as I woke up and have it like in the bathroom brushing my teeth and stuff, but I woke up and I couldn't be bothered. So I started the day as I was leaving my house, basically. I'm walking down the street and basically just decided to talk. As you can tell, this is recorded on my Zen Micro as I was walking along doing it. Didn't really have much to say at the start there because, as I said, I intended to explain it earlier on. And there's some cars going past in various scenes, and I do mention this crazy woman that shows up running past, and I just realised as I was out there filming it that a lot of people are going to think that I'm, you know, a couple of shortcakes short of a buffet. but yeah, so I hope some of you out there did listen to the show and did enjoy it. I've had mixed reviews compared to the show. Some people loved it. I mean, I got a lot of good feedback from people like Dale, but some people hated it, like my dad, which isn't very nice. So anyway, here I am waffling on, very quiet I must say. So this is the part where I introduced the fact that I'm going to play the pipettes. I thought it was genius at the time, you know what I mean? Like, snippets of the pipettes. I thought that was a genius idea. And here's the part where I basically get all moany and I'm like, "Ooh, I closed the store and now I've got to open it again." But to be fair, I had been there a long time during the day before. And I even left the store late. So, this is kind of off-putting doing a commentary thing because basically I'm listening to myself and talking over myself. There we go, snippets of the pipettes. Genius. Sadly though, because I'm doing this audio commentary, you're not going to get to hear the music properly. So, which is a shame. However, you will miss out on the really bad fade-ins that I did. Which is good.
It's Judy. I think it's Judy. It could be called July, I'm not sure.
So this is the Pipettes song Judy, I think. I think it's just been labelled wrong on the illegal download copy that I have, which is a shame. But yeah. I've noticed that it is a lot louder than the rest of the audio in the show, which really is a bit of a pain there. Oh, and it's over already. But yeah, the Pipettes are a band I first heard over on The Outcast. Not The Outcast, that's my show. The Crankcast, which is www.crankcast.com now. Which is a good podcast, which I enjoy listening to on a regular basis. So if you like podcasts, I suggest you check that out. But anyway, back to the commentary. What's going on at the moment? Oh, this is where I'm just ambling through the streets of York. Basically, not doing much of anything, just heading into work, taking a little shortcut here and there. Putting on silly voices, because apparently, if you're walking through the streets talking into your microphone and putting a silly voice, it makes you look less stupid. Or so I've been told. So here I am, talking about the pipettes. Because obviously I know all about them. I don't think the album is out yet, but you should really try and get it if you can, because it's a great song.
Heated discussion there in the middle of the road.
That's the part where I listen in on someone else's conversation. Very good.
And we're just heading past one of York's many bars. This is VJ's Art Bar.
So that was VJ's Art Bar there, a bar I've never been in. But I regularly walk past because it's got big shiny windows, so I get to look at my hair before I go to work because I'm that vain.
It's big shiny windows. It's a mess. I should really get it cut sometime.
And then what we do is we go down this little alleyway, and that alleyway really annoys me because as you go down, you're always stuck behind two old ladies who stand side by side, and you can't get past them at all. So you stood like walking at like 2 miles an hour trying to get down this alleyway and past these annoying old ladies, which you really can't do. Anyway, as you can hear there, that's some really bad quality audio thanks to the wind. And I've just realised that doing this, I'm going to have to talk for nearly an hour. An hour. Which is why I asked some of you to send in various questions and stuff, which I will get to later on in the show. Hopefully. That's the sound of a milk float there. Sounds a bit like dinosaurs. You know the Stegos... No, the Brontosaurus in Jurassic Park. Sounds a bit like those, doesn't it?
So here we are at work. The rubbish is already outside, which is good to see.
So here's the part where I talk about the rubbish being outside.
And music's on.
Oh.
So...
Normally, you have to carry the rubbish outside and it gets picked up, and that's a real annoying thing, especially if the bags haven't been tied properly and rubbish has leaked everywhere. So if you listen to this bit, I'm just humming along to the music that's going on. And it does sound like a pretty lively place in the morning, doesn't it, Starbucks? Check it out. Basically, the office of Starbucks is downstairs in kind of a underground dungeon-esque place.
And I'm now downstairs.
It's less of an office, more of a cellar. And on hot days, it really smells because it's right by a sewer, basically.
And Thursday, 3 till 7. Interesting. And now it's time to sign on to the computer. It's registering 7:28, so I made it with time to spare. There we go. 301-8510 is my password.
Oh, sorry, I was just ripping up a bottle there.
But don't be using that, guys.
So basically, when you come in, this whole signing on to the computer thing is kind of basically like clocking in and clocking out. It keeps track of what hours you're doing and stuff, which you probably could have guessed because it's not really a complicated system at all. But it's the same system they use throughout the entire Starbucks network. And if there is a problem with it, you have to get in touch with Seattle. In the background here, you can hear the Pipettes, Your Kisses Are Wasted On Me. My favourite song on the album. Good song. And it's a real shame I couldn't play more of the song. But as I said, licensing laws, 10 seconds. Which, if you're counting there at home, most of the audio is over 10 seconds. Now, these are two of the silly old churchy mums that come in. And they're always asking them, they always get stupid drinks like a decaf cappuccino or a soy latte. Because, you know, it's what they do. They just annoy me with their stupid drinks. But as always, I'm as pleasant as ever. For those at home, a soy latte would cost £1.85 plus 40p for soy, so £2.25 for that drink there. And the decaf latte would just be a plain £1.85. I don't know what's going on here. 15.87 change. So they pay for two drinks with a £20 note, which is like the regular thing.
Okay, so it's 9:30. We've been open about 2 hours, and the store is now dead. I'm currently standing.
So obviously there was a lull at this point, and I took it upon myself to Basically, yammer on. I thought it would be a lot more exciting of a day, but for some reason it was not. This high quality audio was recorded as I carried a tray of dishes with a microphone in one hand over to the bar area. It really is a great show. And if you listen to it at high volume on headphones, it'd hurt a lot.
But as I said, other than that, it's a pretty dull day here at Starbucks.
So what do they normally do in these director's commentary type things?
Zayna.
Let's introduce the cast there. This is Zayna. She's my ship supervisor a lot of the times. She's about 40, 50-ish. She always goes on about a son called Greg, or Super Greg as we call him. I have a theory that the sun doesn't actually exist and is actually made up in her head, because all she does is go on about this kid, Greg, and that's it, basically. It's very boring, because you have to pretend that you're interested. Anyway, this is me talking to Zayna about how a MP3 player is not a dictaphone.
And so what are you doing here, Zayna?
Hey, can you get that double espresso, please? Tall latte, cappuccino, two tall banana, caramel cream frappuccino, one tall espresso frappuccino, coffee frappuccino, and a venti latte, please, all to go.
Yep.
So those weren't actually real drinks at that point. That was just Zayna's attempt at humour, which I thought came off pretty well.
Half 11. It's still pretty dead at the store. I'm at the back here doing some dishes. The noise you can probably hear is the air conditioning.
Now, a lot of the time in this show is actually spent doing dishes, which isn't the normal thing for me. I'm normally on till, I'm normally serving the customers, and being happy and smiley and stuff.
It's just me in the moment doing the whole store. Again, some more dishes.
As I said there, it was me doing the whole store for most of this show, because if it's quiet, the supervisor will go downstairs and do some paperwork, or as I seem to think, they're just sitting around down there having a cup of coffee and a chat, which can be quite annoying at times, especially when two people show up and then they both go downstairs for half an hour. And here's the Puppet song, Why Did You Stay, which is featured in the show twice, because I forgot what I'd already put on already. Another good song there. I like that. I've had just about enough of sweet bit. Why did you stay?
I got to stay in or take away.
Now, this bit was really interesting, because before I started recording, this woman was giving me real grief. I mean, she was making snotty remarks, and she was like, answering all the questions with a really snidey face, you know what I mean? And basically, I just wanted to hit her, but I thought I'll embarrass her on air by recording her being a bitch. And then as soon as I put it on, she was just like, didn't say anything. It was like, oh, okay. But notice at the end, she also didn't say thank you. So I had to point that out.
The
day where basically we got really busy, and for 20 minutes I couldn't turn the microphone off. So basically,
well, that's weird. This obviously that was a bit that I recorded afterwards to put this next lot of stuff into context, because otherwise it would just be really weird and boring. And it's where I tell you all that you can skip ahead to about 31 and a half minutes.
The main bulk of the work stuff would have actually been finished.
But yeah, sometimes this is what it gets like at work. I mean, you can go for literally like hours where you just don't stop making drinks. Like, in a customer will come in and you'll make a drink and stuff. But anyway, this bit was kind of interesting to record, because I ended up moving the microphone around like four or five times, because to start off with it was right under the bar, so all you could hear was me steaming milk. And now I've moved it to the top of the bar, and then later on I move it over to the side where we put the drinks and where keys are kept and stuff. But as you can hear in the background, there's the phone ringing. this could have been for anything, but we couldn't answer it because we were so busy. We had a queue that was going up the door, and basically I was making drinks, and Zaina was on the till, and the phone was ringing, and the timer started beeping. Basically, it was hectic time. But again, that's what it's normally like, and that's how I earn my £5.50 an hour. Woot woot. If you listen to this bit, what you hear mostly is Zaina will get a drink from the customer. She'll do the whole "Hi, what can I get for you today?" They'll say, she'll put it through the till. She'll then write it down on a little ticket or a cup, and then she'll hand that to me, and she'll call out what the drink is, and then I'll call it back. And basically, that's to create the Starbucks environment or some nonsense. And it can get a bit annoying when there's like hundreds of drinks coming out at once. So that apparently they're all one order. Thanks, Zaina. Anyway, as you heard there, caramel frappuccino, basically that's like a cold iced milkshake type drink, and they are a pain in the arse to make, especially when you've got a big queue, because you'll be doing one thing, making all the hot drinks, and then you have to turn around and you have to start making cold drinks, and it's just not fun. So the person that invented frappuccinos should be killed. However, this does bring me neatly across to the point, to a question, sorry, that Mr. Orange asked me just yesterday. He said, "Pete, how come you don't do any iced fruit drinks like they do at Costa?" And I said, "What are you talking about? We do loads. We do these things called frappuccinos, which obviously big seller in summer. So if you are like Mr. O and want a fruity iced summer drink, I can suggest the tropical citrus tea frappuccino or the raspberry tea frappuccino. Don't be worried that I said tea. It doesn't really taste of tea. It's either like mango-y or raspberry, kind of like a slush puppy type thing. And they're like fucking £3 of your money spent on that. But if you feel adventurous, what you can do is you can go in and you can be all smarmy and you can be like, "Hey there, I want a raspberry cream frappuccino." And basically what that is that's like the thick milkshake cream based thing with raspberry flavouring added to it instead of the just ice. And it tastes quite nice. We call them the Solero because they taste like Soleros, basically. Later in the show, you hear me ordering a banana fudge brownie frappuccino, even, which is basically a frappuccino with a brownie in. And that they'd be really expensive for you to buy. They'd come out with like £6-ish, £5, just to buy this drink, which obviously no one out there is going to do. But because I get a huge discount, it only cost me 60p to pay for half the brownie. But anyway, back to frappuccinos. If you like frappuccinos, I also suggest the banana caramel cream, because it comes with whipped cream and cool sprinkles on top, and that's really good. In this bit, you hear a lot of banging, and that's basically where I'm knocking the espresso grinds into the bin off the porta filter. The porta filter is what we use to put the coffee in. You grind it up, and then you have 50 grams in the porta filter, which then the water is pushed through from the espresso machine, which gives you your little espresso shots. And once you've done that, you then throw away the now wet coffee grinds into the bin, and you put some fresh stuff in. And it's just like that. So when you hear me go click, 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 that's me putting the 50 grams of espresso into the porta filter. And then when you hear me go bang, 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 that's me knocking it back out. Fascinating stuff, I know, but hey, if you're listening to the director's commentary of show 28, that's the kind of thing you want to hear. Or if it's not the kind of thing you want to hear, you should let me know by emailing in to outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. My throat is killing me. I don't think I'm going to be able to keep this up for an hour, but hey, we'll try. Other questions that I was asked came from a young man named Darren White. He says, "Dear Starbucks, Why are you such a soul-devouring, ruthless corporate enclave? Why do you adopt hostile tactics to drive competitors out of business and then coil yourself like the biblical snake around small communities, crushing the life from them in your coffee bean-stained hands, even though those smaller businesses represent the heart and soul of a community often? Don't you have a conscious or, if responsible, business just a laughable concept suitable only for Sesame Street, in your opinion? Do you actually know what the word conscious means? Love, Daz. Okay, Daz, what we're going to do is we're going to break this down and we're going to take your question bit by bit. Okay. Dear Starbucks, well, if you were writing to Starbucks, you would either be writing to Mr. Charles Schultz, who was the founder of Starbucks, or you would be writing to head office of Starbucks. Why are you such a soul-devouring, ruthless corporate enclave? Now, I don't really think that's a fair assumption, a fair representation of what Starbucks really is, because these are people who, yeah, they're making a lot of money. In the background, you can hear the Frappuccino being made there. But yeah, they're making a lot of money, but they're also giving a lot back. They do a lot of work for charities. They give millions of dollars to charities every year, and they don't make a big deal about it because that's not the kind of company they are. And they also do a lot of stuff with local communities. They run literacy schemes to get books into schools, and they work with the people who actually grow the coffee beans in Africa and in the Latin American countries to improve their way of life. They're currently doing a thing with the African Wildlife Conservation where they're trying to plant more trees, they're trying to get the people better water supplies and better irrigation for their fields. And they don't have to do this. I mean, they could just keep getting the coffee beans at cheap, extortionate prices like all the other companies do and do nothing about it. But they're not, because as a company, that's not what they stand for. They also pay more money for the coffee than other companies do. For all their coffees, they pay a fair trade price, basically for everything. At the moment, it's not certified because it actually costs them more. But as of, I think it's next year, they're going to try and get the coffee certified so it's fair trade, so that all the Starbucks coffee will be fair trade. And as we all know, fair trade stuff is good because the producer gets a larger proportion of the money, which is good, which is happy smiles all around. So clearly they're not a soul-devouring, ruthless corporate enclave, and clearly they do care about communities. And coffee bean stained hands is a bit unfair because the coffee comes pre-packed in bags and then we simply grind it up, so most of the time we don't even touch coffee beans with our hands. So what do you know, you're wrong there as well. I think maybe you've had a bad experience with Starbucks, in which case you should write into them, and they will obviously send you some drinks vouchers or some such. But here's a little bit of insider information. Maybe what you want to do is you want to go into a Starbucks and you want to take two of you in there. You want to get a Frappuccino. I'm going to suggest chocolate cream Frappuccino, and they're going to make this drink for you, and you're going to take it and you're going to be like, thanks, cool. Then you're going to sit in cafe, and while you do this, get your friend to go up and ask for a glass of ice water, because it's free basically. And they will give you the glass of ice water, and you'll be like, cheers, thanks. And your friend will bring it over to your table. What you want to do then is you want to take some of the ice from this iced water. You'll drink your Frappuccino, like most of it first, and then you'll put the ice from there into your Frappuccino. Give it a mix around. Make sure the ice is all covered in the chocolate stuff. Then take it back to the person on till, and be all like, hi, I just bought this drink, and like half of it is just big lumps of ice. Yeah, I'm not happy with this. I would like a refund. And they will give you a refund, because that's what they do. If a customer comes back and complains about any drink, they'll either make it again, they'll refund your money, or they'll give you a drinks voucher to get a drink next time round. So, basically, if you're not happy with any drinks at Starbucks, or most of the big chains like McDonald's or stuff, you just take it back and they will either replace it or refund it, which I think is great, but also annoying because it means sometimes I have to make drinks twice. So if you want to annoy someone at Starbucks, go in there, order a frappuccino because it annoys them straight away. Then when they give you it, say, oh, I wanted a hot drink. I don't want this. Then what they'll do is they'll put it through the till, they'll get your hot drink, and then it'll basically annoy everyone and fuck up everything. But that's what you do if you want to be a bastard, basically. What are we on now? Oh, if you can hear there, there's a timer going off in the background. Recently, I smashed one of the timers because it wouldn't stop. And I was pressing the button, and then I started hitting the timer, and then I had to pick the timer up, and I started hitting it on the safe, because basically I was in a rush, and I was in a mood, because it was so busy, and the timer wouldn't stop. So I just hit the timer, and now it makes a different noise. So instead of going beep, 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 he goes meek, 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 meek. Ow. Anyway, we're still in the big 20-minute block of work that I was doing, and we're still answering Daz's question. There's the phone again. Even though those smaller businesses represent the heart and soul of the community, yes, Starbucks do know the meaning of the word conscience. In fact, I believe it is in their business model, their code of practices or whatever. And no, I'm sure responsible business is not just a laughable concept only for Sesame Street. That's in my personal opinion, and I believe the opinion of Starbucks. In fact, if I could just get hold of my Starbucks... Oh, excellent. What I have here in my hand is my Starbucks Partners in Growth thing, which basically is a system they set up which allows you to buy shares in Starbucks at a discounted price, and also every year that you work for them you get a number of shares, which is pretty cool. I mean, basically they're giving you money for nothing. Also, a couple of weeks ago, I think it was, we were given a £100 bonus because the company was making so much money in the first half of the year. So obviously you can't really complain if they're giving you free money, can you? Which seems to show that yes, Starbucks do have a conscience, although working there is very stressful and sometimes it doesn't feel like you are really appreciated. But yeah, thanks for your email there, Daz, and I do hope that answered all your questions. If you have questions like Daz, you can always email in to outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. Anyway, apologies if you're not enjoying this show at the moment. Well done for getting this far through. I really want to put some music in because my throat is killing me and I could go and get a drink. So what I'll do is I think I shall try and find a Starbucks themed song over on the internet music free over on the PodSafe Music Network, which is there. So we can hear Zaina talking in the back there. Excellent. This must have been fascinating for everyone to listen to. So if anyone wants to do what I'm doing now, you can go to thepodshow.com, and this is where I get all the PodSafe music for my podcast, and you can go on there too and you can pretty much do what I'm doing. It's also got a lot of really cool shows on there, and a lot of cool independent artists. So if that's your cup of tea, I suggest you go on there. Speaking of tea, at Starbucks we serve a wide range of teas. We have English breakfast tea, citron tea, which is a lemon tea. We have Earl Grey tea, of course. We have Darjeeling. We have chamomile. We have a Zen, which is a green tea. And we have a Zen tea with a mint, peppermint. So a peppermint green tea there. I don't know how much longer this 20-minute workaholic segment goes on for. But anyway, here's a song called Do You Love Coffee by Braid. So I hope you enjoy this while I go and have a drink. Do you like sugar? A whole sweet tour. Something so familiar, so cool. So my phone and dial tone. Play ball on a short call. Overcaffeinated is wrong. Can I get some sugar? Give you my life. That's not alright, I'll understand. Do sure, the question on everyone's lips is just what is this coffee loving Starbucks employee drinking? And the answer is.
And in the business of
still coffee, lemon and lime spring water.
Being rammed.
Oh, apparently this bit here is Dale's favourite moment of the entire show.
In those 20 whole minutes. And until then, here's some more music from the Pipettes. It's. So we got winter. Winter's Day or something, who knows? Raspberry cream frappuccino!
It was that raspberry cream frappuccino bit. He apparently found it very hilarious. In fact, there's no actual thing called a raspberry cream frappuccino. I said raspberry tea frappuccino. Wrong. Which is a real shame there. The Pipettes song there in the background, a very good Pipettes song, I must say. Another one of the ones that I like a lot. As you can hear, this was a really badly put together episode because you can hear the massive differences between the music files and the Zen stuff, and that's basically because I didn't want to make the Zen stuff any louder because you'll be able to hear all the background interference and crap that was going on.
5 hours.
And this is me just chilling out, having my lunch.
10-4 from Zayna there, looking all happy and cheery that she's back at work. And we're currently sat down in the office.
Basically taking the mick out of everyone who was still at work while I was having my lunch. Lunch at Starbucks is a very interesting thing. If you work, well, it used to be that if you worked over 4 hours, you got a 10-minute break. If you worked over 6 hours, you got half an hour. And if you worked over 8 hours, you got half an hour and a further 10 minutes later on. But the thing was, you had to work over 4 hours. If you work 4 hours, you wouldn't get a 10-minute break. But they recently changed it, so if you work 4 hours and over, you get 10 minutes. If you work 6 hours and over, you get half an hour. If you get 8 hours and over, you get 40 minutes. Which is still a bit of a bitch, to be honest. Because sometimes you'll work. The other day I worked 5.5 hours and I got 10-minute breaks for working that, and that's just a joke, basically. But I suppose that's business for you.
It's looking good at the moment. Currently no cash. Oh no, here you go. Bing! We have a 5 pounder. We're having lots of food today. Let's go, Gravel team. So I don't know how much you're liking this,
This is a bit where I just basically talk nonsense to you while I'm aimlessly wandering through the cafe. Normally, when I'm on my lunch, I do prance around upstairs because there's kind of a rule that you don't punch out until you've got like your drink or your sandwich or whatever, so that you're not wasting your lunch time waiting around in a queue. Which means that, of course, I go up there and I'm like, oh, don't worry, customer, you can go before me, because that means I get an extra 3 minutes lunch, 3 minutes when I don't have to work. And it's like, that's what I do. Also, I stand around up there and just basically chat to customers about what kind of drinks are off of sale and stuff.
And I think I'll get a brownie frappuccino.
So that day I picked a chicken sandwich, a delightful lemon and chicken sandwich.
Do you want to make those, Dana?
And that was quite delicious. Shame it's got tomato in there. And this is about where I asked for my brownie frappuccino. And Zayna was like, no, you're not having it. And I'm like, why?
Yeah.
Let me have my drink, Zayna. And of course, in the end, she did let me have my drink.
Let's go for Grande. No, but it'll be an Evente cup. Because the brownie puts off the measurements a bit. No, it's cream. What? I'm gonna get food poisoning. Do you want me to make it clear? Do you know how to make it?
So, as I'm saying, this is about where I tell everyone how to make a chocolate fudge brownie frappuccino. Basically, what you'll need is you'll need one fudge brownie.
And you put it in a cream frappuccino with a grande size.
Think about it, this might actually work with Yop.
Squirt of chocolate.
So if you get, you know, Yop or Fridge or something, if you get like a chocolate one of those, and then you... Sorry, I'm trying to do two things at once and it's not working very well. Basically, when you want to do this, you get some Yop or some Fridge, one of those thick, yogurty milkshake type things. You put a brownie in there, and then you whip it up in a blender of some sort, and that's basically, oh, and you've got to add ice as well. So basically you get this kind of milkshakey slush puppy type thing with brownie chunks in. Because recently we did this drink called a Java chip frappuccino, or a chocolate chip frappuccino, which had these obviously chocolate chips in, which were recently recalled for quality reasons, whatever that may mean. So this is kind of like that, but with soft, delicious chocolatey bits rather than hard, chunky choc chips. So as you can see, I'm still on my lunch there. And what I was trying to do before was I was trying to start up the new game that I've bought for my Nintendo DS. It's the Big Brain Academy, which is kind of like Brain Age or Brain Training, whatever it's called. What you just had there was me introducing the wonderful coffees of the day, which is basically something I can waffle on about for ages, especially if I become the coffee master, which basically means I get to wear a black apron, and it's something I'm trying to do at work. Basically, the coffee master is the person that is in charge of all the knowledge of coffee in the store and making sure that all the partners at the store, which is what baristas are called. Oh shit. Anyone that works at Starbucks is a barista, and all the baristas are known as partners because it says that we're all part of a team, basically. It's some nonsense corporate jargon lingo. But yes, I'd be in charge of making sure everyone knew about coffee and stuff, and they could talk about it. But that's only if I get the coffee master gig, which is a voluntary thing and isn't actually worth any more money. So it's basically just for fun and a black apron.
These will be delicious.
I don't really know what's going on and why it took so long to make this fucking drink. Normally, while at work, I would have the chicken sandwich, as you heard there, or I would I'd also have the roast vegetable panini, another one of my personal favourites there, a delicious panini with cheese and like roast peppers and stuff. It's quite nice. Oh, I've been talking for like 40 minutes straight almost.
Does it look good?
That's my throat.
We should so sell them. There'd only be what? Chocolate cream, maybe about 290 and 140.
So this is the amazing me where I recall prices off the top of my head, which is something that I get quite good at, especially if I've worked there for almost two years now. Basically, I can often do a lot of the stuff without my till, which means that if I don't have a till on and a customer comes in and I'm the only one around, I can actually tell them how much the drinks will cost, take the money off them and give them change out the tips, which is kind of cool, because if I wanted to, I could keep that money and just make the drinks and be like, there you go. And the customer would be like, but you didn't put it through the till. And I'd be like, yeah, no problem, don't worry about it, because I'm cool. Anyway, benefits of working at Starbucks. Someone asked me about that. The benefits, of course, are the fact that you're associated with such a strong corporate logo. Of course. Now, the real benefits are that you get 30% discount on certain things like crisps and drinks while you're at work, or you get free drinks while you're at work, and you get 50% off all the food. Or when you're not at work, you get 30% on everything at the store, which is pretty cool. You also get a free bag of coffee every week, which oftentimes I don't take. But if anyone would like my free coffee, all you have to do is you have to tell me who was the founder. No, screw that, I've already told you. Where was the first Starbucks store founded? So where was the first Starbucks store? And I will get you a bag of coffee. Won't that be fun? And heck, I'll even throw in a Starbucks sticker for you there. Here's another snippet of the Pipettes. This one is We Are the Pipettes, which may or may not be the title track of their album, despite me saying that it was. Oh, this is the part of the show where Nick Jax turned up. Nick was used to work at the store. They went off to bigger and better things. He's now working as assistant manager at some Starbucks in Leeds or something. But yeah, me and Nick used to be part of the Monumental Sunday team. Yeah, we used to work like every Sunday together and basically just, you know, work hard, play hard. I'd stand around and rap about Lindsay Lohan's big ass titties, and he'd do most of the work. But Nick left, and he broke all our hearts. What a shame. But anyway, Nick, as you can see, comes back occasionally to pretty much ignore us and just talk to Claire. Also, you could hear there's Lucy, who recently has been in a pretty foul mood. I mean, her dog's dying at the moment, which is never fun. But yeah, Lucy was there as well. Lucy Fox. She's a fox.
Tell us who you are, Nick J. The fans at home don't know.
His name is actually Nick Jax, not Nick J, as I hilariously said here. We call him Nick J because there were two Nicks at the store, Nick J and Nick B. And because he came second, he was the one that got the letter added to his name. As you can see, when there's no customers around, we basically get to stand around and chat to people. Oh, this was funny. This was when these girls came in and they were like, yeah, I'd like this sandwich and I'd like this sandwich. And I'm like, okay, cool, I'll get those sandwiches for you. And then they were like, well, can't we just have them like that? And I'm like, no, these need to be heated up because they're paninis and they've got like pesto and stuff in. And then the girls were like, well, actually, we don't want them anymore. So I was like, okay. So, because I was like in the process of cutting them open and putting them on the grill and that to void them off the till and everything. And it was like, don't worry, you girls, do whatever you want. And we get that a lot with a lot of annoying customers coming in and basically ordering stuff, then deciding they don't want it. A lot at the moment, because the cash point was broken, cash point, sorry, check card machine even isn't working. So we get people ordering these big, like, £30 orders and then going, oh, you can't pay by card. Well, that's no good, is it? I can't pay for any of this then. And you're like, oh, fine, right, sorry then. I'll void it all off the till. And basically, head office keep a track of how many voids you do and stuff, and they have to do. And if you do 10%, I think, no, I think it's either 30% of your total amount taken for that day. If you void off an equivalent amount to that, so if I took £100 but I voided off £33.33 worth of stuff, they'd then send me a letter saying, why are you doing so many voids? Stop it. Give me some reasons why you're doing those voids. And if you get 3 letters, you then get some kind of disciplinary stuff, because they think that by voiding stuff off the till you can be taking money from it. I don't know how it works, but that's head office for you. They like doing stuff like that. As I'm sure anyone who works in big business will understand that head office are usually a bunch of idiots. Not really sure what's going on at the moment here. It's very quiet. Oh, I'm clearly serving some customers. You'll basically hear me doing my hi routine, where they come in and I go, hi, what can I get for you? They go, I would like a tall latte. Or I would like a latte. And you're like, do you want it to stay in or take away? And they're like, take away. You're like, what size would you like? Small, tall, grande, or venti? Which, I'm sure someone out there would want to know why they're called tall, grande, and venti instead of small, medium, or large. Okay, basically, the smallest cup that we actually do isn't the tall. There's actually another cup called the short, which is basically like a kid's size. So we have short and tall. Yeah, obviously, big and small. Then we have the medium, which is grande. It's like saying medium, but it's a bit classier. And then we've got the made-up Starbucks word that I think basically annoys everyone, which is venti. Basically, I think they made it up because it sounds kind of Italian and coffee is associated with Italy. So by saying venti, they've got this big cup because it's like very big venti, I think. I don't know. But it's a big cup. It's kind of like a bucket of coffee. So the most expensive drink at Starbucks is probably a, I want to say a venti white mocha with extra shots. Or if you get like a venti peppermint white mocha with 2 extra shots, that's going to be quite expensive. Because an extra shot of coffee is 15p and syrup is of course 30p. Which all adds up in the end. What was I talking about? Oh, the spiel I do when someone comes in. And then I've got to say, would you like anything else? And that'll be blah, blah, blah. And basically we have to do this because sometimes a customer will come in. And they'll be... there won't be a real customer. There'll be someone that Starbucks are employing to come in and see how the stores are doing. And basically someone will come into every store every month and do this, and they're called the mystery shopper. And they come in, and this is what you can do at home if you want to really mess with the heads of the people at your local Starbucks. You go in and you'll start off by talking about coffee. You'll be like, what are these 2 coffees you've got at the moment? Tell me a bit about them. So someone will be like, oh, hang on, possibly mystery shopper. Then they'll start going into all their coffee spiel. And then the mystery shopper, every time, either has to buy a cappuccino or a latte, and they'll get those to go. So you'll get a tall latte or a tall cappuccino. And this is how, basically how you would get the best possible drink made for you by pretending to be this mystery shopper guy. Because they're going to want to make the best drink, because
basically the mystery shopper fills in a form that's sent off to head office, and if you get a bad report you get in trouble, and if you get a good report you get a certificate that says you're the best store in the world, 100%, well done. So basically go into a store, ask about the coffee of the day, be like, what's it taste like, where's it from, blah 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 blah, then order a tall cappuccino or a tall latte to go, and that's going to be made to the highest possible standards that that person can do. Also try and pay by card, okay, because that's something else that the mystery shopper does. And this is the part where I'm down in the store and moaning because I'm currently still at work, although I should have gone home quite a while ago. We've got about 10 minutes of the show remaining, and my throat is really suffering, despite my delicious Sainsbury's lemon and lime still water with no added sugar.
Another eventful day at Starbucks. Normally after an 8.5 hour day of work, I would head off to...
And I think I've finished work now. And I'm basically just wandering to university. But as I said, normally after a blah 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 8.5 hour shift, in which I would have earned, 8.5 hours, about £45 maybe for that shift, which isn't a whole lot of anything really. But it all adds up and it all helps me pay for comics and stuff. And again, I'm in the streets of York, putting on stupid voices because, you know, that makes me appear a lot more normal than I would be if I was talking into a microphone and pretending it was some kind of hands-free phone or some shit. Oh my god. Oh, speaking of the form, I got that filled in today, and hopefully the transfer to the other course will be fine. If anyone was actually, you know, wondering about that.
Possibly start watching a film and then fall asleep, but I might not do that.
It's around about here, I think, that I would walk past a big sign on the side of one of the buildings that says, it says bile beans, and it says twice nightly bile beans keep you healthy, bright-eyed and slim. And just today I was walking past there with Helen, who you'll hear on next time's show, show 29. Basically, if anyone out there knows what these bile beans are, to get in touch, because I would like to know, because I've got no idea really, and I can Google it myself, but, you know, I can't be bothered, basically. So if anyone would like to email in and tell me what these bile beans are, the email address is outcast.pod@hotmail.co.uk. So that there was another 10 seconds of the pipettes. Clearly it wasn't 10 seconds, it was it was probably about 30 or something. But it was another good song. That was Sex, and it just gets better as the song progresses, which is something I found really hard to do when just doing these 10 minute audio clips. I wanted to like pick some of the best songs that they had, and also the best bits of the best songs, and you can't really get the full appreciation without listening to obviously all of the songs all the way through, because it's a great album. So if you do have the chance, seriously, go listen to the Pipettes, go check them out any way you can. Let's go check out some of the feedback from this Day in the Life of Me episode. Apparently Uncle Shag of the Longtown podcast, he liked it. He talked about it on his show, which was very nice of him. I was very impressed. Dale says, I work very hard, and he'd be happy to be served by someone like me.
which I thought was very nice. And yeah, I'd love to serve anyone. So if anyone is from the area of York and listening to the show, you come into the Starbucks, the blue one by the Minster, and who knows, I may serve you. Wouldn't that be fun? And you can see me go, "Hi, how are you? What size can I get you? Is that stain or take away? Would you like anything else? That'll be £2.89. Woo." And, you know, once you've done it for a couple of hours, you start to fall into a routine, and it's all just very samey, and you're just basically churning it out. Let's talk about this picture that I have on the front page. It's kind of like an Escher-style Starbucks picture, basically making fun of Starbucks and saying how there is a Starbucks on every corner. But I would like to know where this person actually got all these images from, because Starbucks have very strict no media policy, and if someone tries to take a picture of you or tries to take a picture of the store, you're actually not allowed to let them, and you're meant to call up the media line, which I think is pretty stupid, especially considering out there are pictures of me in my apron posing with some German tourists, which I suppose could get me in a bit of trouble, but hey, I didn't really care, because it was late at night, because I was working at the Borders store that stays under 10, and they had this little bobblehead thing that they called Poopsie, and basically they were really chatty, and it was fun. Anyway, as you can hear, there's my Outkast jingle in the background, which happened to play randomly after the Pipette song, so I thought, let's just leave it on. And that was, of course, made by Simon, who's been making all my jingles for me, so thank you very much, Simon. We're coming to the end of the show, thank God. So I just want to maybe wrap up the commentary a bit. I hope maybe you found this commentary interesting. I don't know. I know I probably wouldn't. But hey, if you like hearing me talk a lot, this is possibly for you. Thanks for listening in. As always, I'm the Grobble, and this is my podcast, The Outkast, which you can check out at outkast.podomatic.com, or you can email outkast.pod@hotmail.co.uk, or you can go to the MySpace webpage, www.myspace.com/outkastpod. Lots of stuff currently on the old outkast.podomatic site. There's a big fan base building up, which is cool to see. A lot of new features going on over there. There's the friend map, so you can see where all my listeners are from. You can say, "Oh, look, that's me over in Louisville," and let me know. Also, you can leave shout outs and other cool things. So if you want to go there, you want to become a fan, well, I think all you've got to do is sign up. So anyway, thank you for tuning in. Here's the theme music. I can't remember if I say anything in the end, but who knows. And this has been me talking a lot. This is the director's commentary for show 28. But this isn't show 29. No, this is just 28A, B,
so
or whatever.
There you have it. That's a day in my life. A life in my day. I hope you enjoyed it. And if you didn't, don't worry, because there's a director's commentary coming up.
See? Director's commentary. What do you know?
Sunday-ish.
Or Thursday.
Where I'll talk over me talking. It'll be fun.
God, it's like I was psychic. Amazing.